كي لانن كانت اسم فيا كزم فيا فبانن كانت اسم فيا كزم فيا كي لانن never touch me fire y'all.
Greetings and welcome to Music is Healing Radio, where we explore the sounds, voices and places of the Music is Healing Us Collective. I be your host, Quay. Music is Healing is a collective of poets, singers, players of instruments, and healers committed to promoting the message of unity through music worldwide. The goal of this radio program is to cultivate the four pillars of wellness: mind, body, community, and spirit. Join us on the air every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on WBCA 102.9 FM, Boston's community radio station. Send us a message or announcement about upcoming events or projects. You can email musicishealingus@gmail.com, visit the website musicishealing.us, or call the hotline at 617-397-4440. That's 617-397-4440. Give thanks for joining us for this next episode and stay tuned as we travel through time. Keep it locked right here. Music is healing.
Burning, can't touch my fire, cause my fire keep burning. Can't touch my fire, this fire for burning. Can't touch my fire, cause my fire keep burning. Never touch my fire, y'all.
That was the first part of the iconic song I Got You by James Brown. The intro has been imprinted into the mind of listeners ever since it was released 60 years ago. But what makes it so unique, memorable, and why does it make you feel nice like sugar and spice? Music analysts as well as the music lovers in general are attracted to James Brown's music because it doesn't follow the stereotypical guidelines of a Eurocentric musical analysis. The concept of metric stress shows us that there are notes that are stronger, downbeats, and some that are weaker, upbeats. Labeling notes like this allows us to articulate the way music relates to our internal pulse. You might not be naturally gifted in music, but if you understand the theory, you can create your own piece using this given language, which we've created to define music. The first note of a four-bar measure internally has more emphasis than the second. In a three-bar, the first note is stronger, while the next two are both weak. Although if you apply this to the intro of I Got You, the theory breaks down. The first, I feel good, feels as if all three words have an equal weight to them.
Wow, I feel good.
The volume level stays consistent with all three words. There is no one word that he's emphasizing more than the other. It works with no need for an explanation. It's not that the music theory itself is inherently racist or invalid. It's simply used too generally on a mass scale to describe music that doesn't fit the same lens. Imposing these definitions onto black popular music is domineering. Different cultures experience and resonate with music differently because it's an art form, not a perfect science. Although if it's possible to establish a new form of theory which stays original to the practices of each unique culture, it'd be possible to articulate what makes the unique feeling you get while listening to James Brown. Just as different people have different linguistic tendencies or even completely different spoken language, music should be described differently based on its context. For example, North India has its own unique music theory, which helps to articulate all of its musical intricacies. It's similar to Western music theory, but of course has many differences as well. An example of a different form of theory is the diminished sixth scale that American jazz musician Barry Harris created. The diminished sixth scale enables you to play the notes of a chord with movement and improvise as you play. This form of playing is characteristic of the call and response and improvisation that Black popular music utilizes. Perspective is essential when understanding all forms of art, and throughout the history of music, we failed to give all forms of music an equal playing field when it comes to the form in which it's practiced, played, and listened to. Learning how to articulate why "I Got You" by James Brown is so significant, and on the same level as 18th century classical music, will be important for the future of music and music education. This will begin with how we educate our musicians on music theory. Rather than establishing it as a framework for all music, teaching it as one way to look at music will allow for more opportunity to expand into other perspectives. Black popular music has so much to teach in terms of technique that has been disregarded because of the pre-established norm. Some of these teachings of African music and Black popular music would be using dance and physical movement to keep track of a beat, but also to help emphasize different pitches. Interlocking techniques, where melodies can be played in parallel octaves simultaneously. Another technique is inherent note patterns, which means that a series of notes is played at a high speed, so the ear cannot distinguish each note, creating a whole new sound entirely. Polyphonic and homophonic vocal styles, where multiple people sing at different pitches, but rhythmically the tunes are the same. There are many more techniques which could be further expanded on in our formal music education. If you have the spare time to learn about the importance of other techniques in music, it's important to learn and re-examine how you listen to music. It's not only beneficial to the future of music, but also for everyone's own listening enjoyment.
When I was young, other people said to us, why you wanna be an artist? You know, it's just for a party, it's just for a joy. No, it's not only just for a party, there's a lot of things behind this. Before, when people believe, when you get married, drum have to talk. When you have a baby, drum have to talk. Circumcision, baby have to talk. Even still some place, when older people die, they have to have a lot of party. You know, I know, especially religion change African culture a lot. Like Islamic, Christian, that change our culture. People don't believe, yeah, when somebody pass away, why we should play music, why you should be happy for him. Of course, they don't understand because the thing is sad. It's sad somebody is dying. But why you be sad? Whatever is going, we don't know what's going on after death. Everybody have his own imagination. We reading book, we writing book about it. So what's the truth when you die? Only the creator know that. We don't know that. We only can say what we believe, right? But that change our culture. Religion change our culture. Do not believe in djembe. Especially any African drum. I know it's changing, it's getting worse. Anywhere you go, it's getting worse. Even our own kid don't wanna do African style of dancing anymore. Everybody wanna, you know, believe hip hop. That's the new generation. They believe that. Back way reggae or funk or rock and roll. But me, I never believe those because when I listen every music, every continent, I see everything is really like this. You can discuss it with me. If you will sit down musically, I prove you, yes, it's this. So this is the most powerful instrument I ever see in my life. Because it can connect to anybody's culture. where you're gonna use, where you're gonna play. Sometimes when I first met this guy, he said, oh, how do you play? You cannot play this soft. I said, of course you can. But you have to learn first, loud, physically is good for you. Mentally, especially people have a lot of depression problem, or people have an anger problem, I think you should be gym drummer, because it will help you to focus somehow. Even if you get sick of somebody, all you have to do, you wanna punch wall, don't go punch wall, just play a drum, you know? It takes some stress out of your body. Me, especially me, I can be mad at people really fast. But to control all of that, I think being gym player help me. When I play, I don't think of nothing else. I only think about the wind, singing, everybody. I see everybody beautiful, man or a woman, happy person, you know? So this is djembe, you know? So djembe normally have a three sound to begin, right? But djembe can do many, many sounds more than that. But basically, see here.